amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was non-stop. To be honest, it's non-stop work. Just working right from the time, well, from Friday morning. I got there quite late on Thursday evening. And Mr. Matsubura from Cosmo picked me up along with Rena Storms, who's the European player manager, and my interpreter the whole time I was there. We went straight to a Japanese restaurant, had some food, a lovely meal for about an hour and a half, 2 hours nearly, and then checked me into the hotel. And that was the only break I had. That was it. Friday morning, it was I was picked up at 9, went to the factory, had a 3-hour tour. Then we went to Tomb City to meet the mayor. Met the mayor. We done an hour talk. Met a whole, you know, we was on the TV over the, you know, on the local TV channel. I've done a demonstration on the steel tip dartboard, and hit a 180 with my second throw, which they absolutely loved. So that was quite good. I thought, there's no way I'm going to hit anything because I have no practice or anything. So I thought, you know, no way I'll give it a dartboard at this rate. But yeah, it went well, and then we then went and had some food. Yeah. And then we went straight to Osaka from Matsuyama because of the typhoon, where we were going to have a nice relaxing Friday afternoon and, you know, have some food and stuff and just enjoy and have a walk around the shops. But they got the typhoon over there, or had the typhoon there, so or it was heading towards Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. Matsuyama is connected to the mainland by three bridges. So obviously all the bridges get closed when it's a typhoon or a hurricane. So we had decided to head off Friday around about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. Took us 6 hours to get to Osaka. So I was absolutely shattered Saturday morning.